With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump not happy with China for placing restrictions on rare earth minerals, planning to place Chinese imports with an additional 100% tariff. Wall Street suffered losses, as Seth Sutel reports.
The S&P 500 sank 2.7% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 878 points. It's about 1.9%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 3.6%. Stocks were slightly higher in the morning until Trump said he's considering a massive increase in tariffs on imports from China. Trump said he was responding to restrictions China put on exports of rare earths, which are key materials used in manufacturing.
The president of MIT says she cannot support proposals to adopt the president's priorities for funding benefits.
In a letter to Education Secretary Linda McMahon, Sally Kornbluth wrote, MIT disagrees with provisions of the proposal, including some that would limit free speech and the university's independence. MIT was one of nine schools who were presented with an agreement the White House billed as providing multiple positive benefits, including substantial and meaningful federal grants. It would require universities to make a wide range of commitments on topics from admissions and women's sports to free speech and student discipline. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Officials say an explosion at a Tennessee explosives plant has left 18 people missing and feared dead. The blast occurred yesterday at Accurate Energetic Systems, about 60 miles southwest of Nashville. Massive firings of federal workers are underway. That's the announcement Friday from the White House as Republicans work to exert more pressure on Democratic lawmakers to end the government shutdown. President Trump is in exceptional health, according to his physician, who evaluated him yesterday. The president underwent a checkup at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. The visit included lab tests, preventive health assessments, a flu shot, and a COVID-19 booster. This is SRN News. A lot of churches in the United Kingdom may be closing, according to SRN's Michael Harrington.
As Christianity continues to decline in the country, pastors in about 1 in 20 houses of worship say they expect their congregation to dwindle to nothing in the next 5 years. The study, which comes from the National Churches Trust, reveals that another 25% of pastors have some doubts about whether their church will still be open in 2030. Houses of worship in rural and poor areas appear to be the most vulnerable to shutting their doors. Michael Harrington reporting.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a new law aimed at combating anti-Semitism in schools. The new measure establishes an Office of Civil Rights with a governor-appointed coordinator who will develop and provide training to help school employees identify and prevent anti-Semitism. The coordinator has to consult with the State Board of Education to make recommendations to the legislature on policies to address anti-Semitic in schools. This is SRN News. There is a serious risk of flash flooding in the southeast or western part of the country through this weekend, a tropical storm heading inland from the Pacific.
Bands of rain left over from Tropical Storm Priscilla are forecast to drench much of Arizona, as well as parts of Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, Nevada, and Southern California. Some areas could see up to 4 inches of rain. That's a risk for drivers and people out hiking and camping in canyon country. Experts warn people to keep away from canyons and desert washes that can flood miles downstream from where it rains. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Federal regulators have opened yet another investigation into Tesla's so-called full self-driving technology after dozens of incidents in which the electric vehicle maker's cars ran red lights and drove on the wrong side of the road, sometimes crashing into other vehicles and endangering drivers. More details at SRNnews.com.